sense all amount to the same thing in the end, recommending social planning without ever penetrating to the foundations of society. The consequences of the absurdity, which has now become obvious and which Mannheim sees only superficially as a cultural crisis, are to be mollified from above, that is, by those who control the means of production. This means, however, simply that the liberal who sees no way out makes himself the spokesman of a dictatorial arrangement of society, even while he imagines he is opposing it. Of course, the sociology of knowledge will reply that the ultimate criterion for judging planning is not power but reason, and that reason includes the task of converting the powerful. Nevertheless, since the Platonic philosopher King, it had been clear what such a conversion involves. The answer to Mannheim's reference to that intelligentsia as free-floating is to be found not in the reactionary postulate of its rootedness in being, but rather in the reminder that the very intelligentsia that pretends to float freely is fundamentally rooted in the very being that must be changed and which is it merely pretends to criticize. Page 465. For it, the rational is the optimal functioning of the system which postpones the catastrophe without asking whether the system in its totality is not in fact the optimum in irrationality. In totalitarian systems of every kind, planning directed at maintaining the system leads to the barbarous suppression below the surface of the contradictions it inevitably produces. In the name of reason, the advocates of planning turn power over to those who already possess it in the name of mystification. The power of reason today is the blind reason of those who currently hold power. But as power moves toward the catastrophe, it induces the mind which denies it with moderation to abdicate to it. It still calls itself liberal, to be sure, but for it, freedom has already become, from the sociological point of view, nothing but a disproportion between the growth of the radius for effective central control on the one hand and the size of the group unit to be influenced on the other. The sociology of knowledge sets up indoctrination camps for the homeless intelligentsia where it can learn to forget itself.